Day five of training camp in the books out here at NRG Stadium. The fans back out watching practice and the players taking some time to meet and greet the fans. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans training camp today. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, I heard Rick Smith telling you that basically day three of pads is about the hardest practice that there is, and that was today.
Yeah, Patty, you look at the heat situation, which I know they don't want to make a big deal about, but I thought today was the hottest day. There was very little breeze and that kind of thing. But overall, they've been handling that really well because Coach O'Brien said that they got back to training camp. They reported in such terrific shape. Everybody passed the conditioning test. But today was a grind like all the other days. They're going to get a day off on Thursday. Much needed.
Yeah, Mark, and we actually get a day off as well. No Texans training camp today on Thursday night, but we pick back up again on Friday, as does the team.
Wait, I'm doing radio on Thursday, two shows. I got web stuff. My gosh, it's all about me, folks. Now, actually, the players really need a day, Patty. There's no question about that. And when they get back, you're going to want to see more attention to detail than ever. Execution, paramount. Coach O'Brien knows that it is not exactly pretty, but they are making progress.
Well, I would say that there was improvement on both sides of the ball today. I think, we turned it over a couple times today, which we cannot do. We got to stop doing that. But, I do think that the offense improved today. And, I believe they're very competitive practices today. You know, it was a competitive practice. There were a lot of good things that were going on out there on the field, and we just have to eliminate mistakes, which, you know, that's what we're going to continue to work to do. It's interesting when you're an assistant coach, you want your side of the ball to do really well. When you're a head football coach, it's a little bit different because, you know, there's times where you really like to see the takeaways by the defense, and then at the same time, you don't really want the offense turning it over. So I try to look at it and look at it objectively and say, you know what, that was a really good play by Jonathan Joseph on that play, or Kareem Jackson, or, you know, look, we forced the ball there and we can't do that, you know, or obviously fumbles, we do not want to fumble the ball. So we've got to just continue to address it and work on it, and these guys are working hard at it.
Well, and Mark, we had a chance to talk to some of the players on the field as well. And one topic we seem to be talking a lot about, and that is linebackers. And not just because there's so many of them, but it really is just an intriguing and fascinating position for this team.
Well, it's a key position. And you know, we've talked about the more you can do being a mantra of this training camp for the Houston Texans. Brooks Reed, really interesting because he had been playing inside in the offseason practices. Now he's moved outside again, and who knows what he's going to do.
I've been playing outside pretty much my whole career here. I played some inside, but you know, I can do both. Right now I feel really comfortable at outside linebacker. Bill O'Brien always talks about versatility on this team and the more you can do. And whether that's special teams, learning two positions on defense, whatnot.
I'm not quite sure what the exact role is. I'm just trying to come out here and compete every day and just show them what I can do. I know every day is an opportunity for me to show the coaches what I can do and put good film out there, so that's what I'm trying to do.
What have you thought about the reps you've been getting with the ones and all that?
Oh, I love getting reps with the ones. It feels great just knowing that I have guys in front of me who's played the game. They got a lot of snaps underneath them, Pro Bowlers around me, and I just want to play up to their level.
I like Justin Tuggle, Patty. He's hard not to notice, calling signals for the defense and played quarterback at Kansas State, moved to linebacker. I think he's got a real shot here, one of the intriguing players of camp.
Yeah, we listened to him talk about and referred to playing quarterback, and we actually talked about him yesterday, but maybe a lot of people didn't know that he actually came after Cam Newton.
At Blinn Junior College. Can you imagine that? They ran the same kind of offense, too. Interesting.
All right, we're going to take a timeout here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. When we come back, I'll be joined by Chris Myers. Stay with us. Best and worst part of training camp?
Best part? An opportunity to get better every day. You get to go out on film, put something on tape, and then come back, watch it, and then go out the next day and improve. Worst part? I mean, we're in Houston. I think we all know the worst part is it's the heat and humidity, and the long the how long it is. But the good outweighs the bad. I mean, you can get so much better in training camp if you attack it the right way and do the right things.
Welcome back to Texans training camp today. As promised, Chris Myers. You know, Chris, we were talking with General Manager Rick Smith earlier today, and he kind of said that day three of pads is really the toughest day of training camp. Agree?
Yeah, day two or three of full pads is usually that tougher one because, you have that acclimation period with kind of just the shells on. You kind of get your legs under you a little bit. But then that first day comes, second day comes with pads, and your body's just real sore, and you got to get used to having pads on, knock the rust off. So you wake up that third morning of full pads, and it's kind of a pretty rough one.
Well, you're a guy that's obviously been through a number of training camps. What's different, or what's standing out to you about this one?
Not that it's too much different. It's just the overall sense of accountability on the field is huge to a man. To being able to have your own responsibilities taken care of and helping out the guy next to you. As long as you're out here working hard and trying to make the guy next to you better, then success will come.
Well, and of course, that is just something that's coming with this new coaching staff, with Coach O'Brien, you know, which brings me to kind of the different schemes. How does that affect you guys in the way you practice and the way you prepare, both offensively and defensively? You're learning a new scheme, yet you're practicing against a different defensive scheme as well.
You progress day by day. You know, obviously we don't have the whole offense or whole defense in yet by any means, but you just learn it day by day, trying to accumulate over the days and make it all come together. You know, each and every practice you're adding more. So being able to, you know, put your mind to work at night and even on the off days when you have off days, you're working still mentally. So being able to do all that is going to have success.
I seem to talk to you every year about the continuity of the offensive line. This year, no different. I mean, you've got some new guys. You've got some guys revolving, yep. Some questions, some stability. Just kind of give us a little breakdown of what you're seeing and where you see it going.
Yeah, with an offensive line with five guys that are, you know, transitioning in and out, sometimes injuries happen. And, you know, right now we have that, unfortunately. But luckily we have some depth behind us. So there's some guys that are stepping up right now. Alex Cupper's a guy of note that's in the starting lineup right now at right guard, and he's doing pretty well. So it's going to be interesting to see how the rest of training camp plays out.
We've also heard another buzzword out here has been pace. The pace of practice is very intense. Everything seems a lot faster, but you're a guy that kind of controls that pace as far as getting back to the ball, getting that the snap off. Is that something that you just have to take upon yourself? Is that something they come to you and talk about, and just kind of take us through that?
A little bit of everything. You know, that's kind of the way that we want to be able to operate, and it keeps the defense on their toes. So for us to be able to do out here and practice day by day, and you know, you kind of get used to it every single practice, and you know, the more offense that we put in, the tougher it's going to be, but it's only going to make us better throughout the season.
All right, thanks so much, Chris. We have to take one final time out here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll hear from the owner, Bob McNair. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp. Today we're going to switch gears a little bit. No more players, no more coaches. We are actually going to hear from our owner, Bob McNair.
That's right, the founder and CEO of the Houston Texans. And a big story breaking this week about the Raiders in San Antonio. Could it be true? Well, Mr. McNair reacted to that, among other things.
They're going to be visiting with any city that is interested in them and offering the prospects of a new stadium. So it's not surprising at all that they'd visit with San Antonio, but we'll see how all that develops.
How do you feel about the potential of an NFL team in Oakland or otherwise?
Well, it's a question of where's the best place. So that's how I would look at it. So it depends on what the options are.
Do you think ultimately Los Angeles is the place the league would like to see the next move?
Well, you know, they've only been looking at it for, what, 16 years. So I guess it's no surprise. But there's some activity in Los Angeles, but there's been activity for a number of years. And, you know, the question is, you know, when are you going to get the proper results?
Will you be active at all in this?
Well, the finance committee has to approve it. And I'm chairman of the finance committee, so I guess I would be involved.
Such a nice, nice man. But then he just puts that out there, and you just love it when he says something like, well, I am chairman of the finance committee.
Oh, yeah, he's nice, Patty, but, you know, he's a billionaire, and he's awesome. I mean, think about standing for football in Houston. He brought the NFL here when everyone thought it was going to L.A., and there are a number of other instances where I just love the way he sort of stood out on his own after the 2010 season, and he brought in Wade Phillips, the number one defensive coordinator on the market. The team has its two greatest seasons. And then this past offseason, needing a new head coach, he goes out and gets the number one candidate on the market. That would be Bill O'Brien. So you got to love Bob McNair. He's a fighter, and he gets the job done.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. Remember, off day tomorrow, but Mark and I will be back with you for Texans training camp today on Friday night. Have a good day.